one feather behind. She had two. Poor Gertrude, whenever she happened to spy Miss Lovely Lou flying by in the sky. She got very jealous, she frowned and she pouted. Then one day she got awfully, awfully mad. And she shouted,
"This just isn't fair. I have one, she has two.
So she flew to her uncle, a doctor named Dake, whose office was high in a tree by the lake. And she cried,
"Uncle Doctor, oh please do you know of some kind of pill that would make my tail grow?"
"Tut, tut," said the doctor, "such talk is absurd. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird."
then she got an idea.
Now I know what I'll do. I'll grow one tail. Better, 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 better. Better than the Lily Lou. These pills that grow feathers are working just fine.
So she nibbled another one off of the vine. She felt a new twitch. And then Gertrude yelled.
Miss Lala has only just two. I have three. When Lala the Boo sees this beautiful stuff, she'll fall right down flat, flat on her face. Sure enough, I'll show her who's pretty. I certainly will. Why, I'll make myself even prettier still, even prettier still.
She snatched at those berries that grew on that vine. She gobbled at 4, 5, 6, 7.
Boop.
8, 9. She didn't stop eating young Gertrude McBuns till she'd eat 3 dozen. That's all that there was. She weighed 90 pounds. she pulled, she yanked and pulled, and she let out a squawk. But that bird couldn't fly, she couldn't fly. She couldn't fly, she couldn't run, she couldn't walk. And all through that night, she was stuck, she was stuck on that hill. And Gertrude McFuzz might be stuck up there still. If her good Uncle Dick hadn't heard the girl yell,
yow,
he rushed to her rescue and brought along Bill. To lift Gertrude up, almost broke all their beaks, and to fly her back home, it took almost 2 weeks. And then it took almost another week more to pull out those feathers.
Ouch!
Gertrude was sore. And finally, when all of the pulling was done, Gertrude behind her again had just one, that one little feather she had as a starter. But now that's enough, because now she
National Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts. That was Dr. Seuss's Gertrude McFuzz in musical form. This is Art Time on ICANN. I'm Sarah. Sometimes when I'm trying to draw something, I can't think of what I want to create. Why don't you draw a funny face? Here's some music to inspire you.